Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Yes, God will take it.
Trying to do to you, God's going to put a fence all around you, and he will protect you and take care of you. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Friends, you're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple in Brooklyn, New York. We're a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. My friends, if you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. Are you sick today? Is your body racked with pain? Has the doctors done all they can for you and they just cannot seem to get you well? Well, I come today to tell you, Jesus Christ is a healer. And I want to ask you two questions. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer. He's healed so many here at the temple, and he's healed so many that have tuned into our radio broadcast. God is a healer, my friends.
Yes, he is.
And he's the same way he's healed others, he will heal you.
Yes.
What I want you to do for the next few minutes is allow your faith to soar in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Look to the Lord, who is the author and finisher of your faith, and let's watch God work a miracle in your life. Call up a neighbor, call up a friend, call up everybody and Lottie Dottie and tell them that the Pastor Lawrence Casper Station is on the air once more and again, bring you good news and glad tidings that Jesus Christ loves you and that he will do what you need done today. You ain't got to wait. You don't have to wait. Jesus Christ say, in the day that you call me, I will answer. Talk to him today. And let's believe him for a miracle in your life. Our phone number, if you'd like to call us, is area code 212-406-3904. That's area code 212-406-3904. We look forward to hearing from you. We'll talk with you and pray with you. And God will give you a miracle. As we sung earlier, be not dismayed, for God will take care of you. My friends, Jesus Christ is right there with you. In the midst of your problem, in the midst of your situation, in the midst of what's going on, in the midst of the enemy trying to tear you down, Jesus Christ will take care of you. What you need to do is realize you're in the care of the Lord. Oh Lord, I'm in your camp. Oh, Lord, I'm in your camp.
Okay.
trouble with your car note? Are you in trouble with your rent today? The light company done sent you a notice. The insurance company done sent you a notice. Everybody look like they're trying to collect money from you now. I want you to stand up and don't worry about it. Just stand up and begin to look towards heaven. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. All of your help coming from the Lord. Take a hold of faith and look to Jesus and tell the Lord, oh Lord, I'm in your care.
Heal right now. I command healing
name of Jesus, be thou made whole, because you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. We thank you for it right now. And we count it done. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, be thou made whole. Woman, be thou made whole. Boy and girl, be thou made whole. The Lord God has done it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together and give God a praise. Hallelujah. It is done. Hallelujah. On the Son of God. Now, my friends, the prayer of faith has been prayed for you. It's now your job to thank the Lord for your healing. Thank Him that He's delivered you today. I want you to know right now, my friends, the enemy's going to try to come back and snatch your healing from you. But you've got to hold on to your faith and believe God and thank Him for your healing. Continue to say, Lord, I thank you. I am healed by the power of God. With the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. God bless you now. Come on here in the sanctuary and put your hands together and give the Lord a hand praise for these that have been prayed for in Radio Land. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Remember now, friends, you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. And we're all charged up. So glad to be able to come to you and share some of this charge with you. Hallelujah. Charged up with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're able to spend time with you. We invite you now to come on down here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple in Brooklyn, where we have more time to let you get in on some of this charge. Amen. We don't have but so much time on the air. We have to cut it short. Like they say, do a quick work and cut it short in righteousness. Now we invite you to write us. Praise God. Write us this week and let us know that you have tuned into this radio broadcast. Also, you can send us your prayer request at Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Pastor Lawrence Staten, Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Write me this week. Send me your prayer request. Praise God. And also we ask, send a donation, please, if you will. Send your offering to help us keep this radio broadcast coming to you over these various radio stations and the internet. Once again, our mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have Cash App on your cell phone, you can send us your offering that way. All you have to do is just open up your Cash App and send it to $PayExodus. That's our tag on the Cash App. $PayExodus. And when you send that, as soon as you hit the button, we'll have your offering on this end. Again, that's on the Cash App on your cell phone. That's $PayExodus. Exodus is spelled like the second book in the Bible, EXODUS. That's $PayExodus. Send your offering off to us and help us promote the gospel to dying humanity. Also, we invite you, my friends, to tune into our radio broadcast at any time during the week that you would like to hear us. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just look up Exodus Healing Temple. And once you get to the page, you'll see my picture on there where you can click on it and hear the weekly broadcast at any time through the week. That's Exodus Healing Temple on Facebook. If you would like to hear us on SoundCloud, We're also on there as well, SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com. You'll hear our broadcast on there as well. Just go to SoundCloud, type in Exodus Healing Temple, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of the week on there at any time that you choose. Praise God. Remember, our phone number is 212-406-3904. That's area code 212-406-3904. Look forward to hearing from you. Praise God. We'd be glad to talk with you. Just call me and let me know that you're listening to the broadcast. That would be such a blessing to me to know that you're there listening on the radio station that you're listening to. Now, for you who are in Roselle, New Jersey, we invite you to go to the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor there. If you're out in Chicago, Illinois, going over to the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, and that's right off the corner of Madison Street, and that's where Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. If you're in West Haven, Connecticut, going over to the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor there. In Gary, Indiana, you're invited to go to the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. Elder Edward Butler is the pastor there. In Syracuse, New York, going over to the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. And down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, going over to the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. Remember, my friends, I look forward to seeing you come in here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. And we're always glad to see God's people come in and be with us here at Exodus. If you have a special need you want me to pray for, come. I'll anoint you with oil and pray for you, and God will give you a miracle. You'd be surprised at the folks that have come here to Exodus and have come here sick and walked out well. Healed of all manner of diseases, cancer, heart trouble, sugar diabetes. It's all being done by the power of God. Come on down, my friends. There's a blessing waiting for you. We want you to get your Bibles at this time and go with me to the Word of God. We're going to St. John, the fourth chapter. That's John, the fourth chapter. And we want to look right there at the 10th verse. That's John, the fourth chapter, and the 10th verse. And we find the words of the Lord recorded for our reading is thus, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him and he would have given thee living waters. Today, I want you to understand and know we miss out on a whole lot of things because we don't know the gift of God. Many people are sick today and suffering because they don't know the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ. Remember the same book, John, in the third chapter, in the 16th verse, says, for God so loved the world that he gave, oh my God, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know God wants you to live? Yes. Many folks are dying and going to an early grave because they don't know the gift of God. A gift is something that's given freely and it don't have no strings attached. A gift that is given is something that's given to someone and they don't expect nothing back. God ain't expecting nothing back from you. That's how much he loves you. Amen. So therefore, you don't know what you have at your disposal because you don't know the gift of God. Some of you right now are in so many things that are going on in your life and you just can't seem to get out of it. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel because the light done been cut off. My God from Zion. But my friends, I want you to know the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ, can bring you out of that darkness. The gift of God can shed light in your life. Here we see in the scripture today where Jesus had sat on the well. And the woman coming to do what she normally do, to get water from the well, she began to converse with Jesus Christ. And in the course of this conversation, Jesus said, if you just knew the gift of God, and if you just knew who it was sitting here talking to you, you would say, give me to drink. And you wouldn't even be trying to get none out of this well. Sometimes we find ourselves trying to do it all by ourselves. Sometimes we feel we can make it on our own. Sometimes we feel, well, it's just me and myself and I. And then you done come to the point where you're just saying, like, well, it is what it is. That's no good. You can change it from what it is and make it to what God wants it to be in your life. The children of Israel, praise God, in the book of Jeremiah, they were getting water, and they were putting water in cisterns. Oh, my God. Then the second chapter of Jeremiah, in the 13th verse, and God told them, said, listen, my people have committed two sins. They have, first of all, forsaken me. Many of you today have forsaken coming to God. You've gone to your friends. You've gone to your loved ones. You've gone to even some of your enemies and have not come to God. You should turn to Jesus Christ for your help today. Stop depending on other folks. Flesh is going to fail you. One scripture say, woe unto them that go down into Egypt for help. Some of y'all are going to that government for help. And it's not going to help you. You got to come to Jesus Christ. Put your trust and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. God told the children of Israel, say, you done forsaken me. And who is the fountain of living waters. All of your help, all of your strength come from the Lord. Everything that you possess comes from the Lord. Many of you are going by old stuff. As the scripture says in Jeremiah, it says, you've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, the place where you can get life from. Some of y'all are putting your confidence in the doctor. The doctor can't give you life. Mm-hmm. The doctor can give you medicine, but it can't heal you. Oh, y'all don't like me here today. And I want to say this. Thank God for the doctors. We praise God for the doctors. But the medicine that they're giving you cannot heal you. It takes God to heal your body. God has put a mechanism in your body that once you believe him and get prayer and trust him, it make your body heal itself. Oh, y'all don't like me here today. The Bible says that they have forsaken the fountain of living water and have hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Some of y'all are putting water in old cisterns and they're leaking. You're putting your money in cisterns and it's leaking. Come on, I ain't taking my money to the church, and you're putting it in Walmart, and you're putting it in Piggly Wiggly. You're putting it in Wawa. You're putting it in Macy's. Oh, you don't like me here today. You're putting it in everything, and your money is leaking out. Mm-hmm. You're putting it in the bank trying to save it for a rainy day, and your money is leaking out. My friends, today I come today to tell you, don't waste your money. Don't waste your time putting it in cisterns. Don't waste your time putting in saving up water. Talking about I'm saving for a rainy day. That's what the children of Israel did. They put water in cisterns and put it in down in the ground and call itself saving for when the dry season comes. But how many know when you put water in something, it don't stay fresh? Ain't nothing like spring water. Ain't nothing like water that comes straight out the ground freshly. When you put water in, even when you put it in the refrigerator, after a while it becomes stale. You don't have fresh water. But my friends, God wants you today to know that he is your gift. He is the gift of life to you. And he says, if you will just come unto me, I will give you that living water. Some of you are in trouble today. Some of you, your house is all messed up. Your mind is all combobulated. And you're all turned around and confused. God is saying, come to him and get that living waters. That living waters that will give you life. If you get that living waters in your life, it'll cause your body to get straightened out. It'll cause your mind to get straightened out. It'll cause your home to get straightened out. It'll cause your problems to be straightened out. Why? Because you have that living waters. Sometimes we're looking at loved ones and looking for this one and that one to do. And we're depending on them. And sometimes they have good intentions, but they fail you. And they can't come through for you. But if you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, that living water that will come in and change your mind, change your way of doing, change your whole manner of ism, he will change you. The Bible says if any man get in Christ Jesus, he becomes a new creature. All old things are passed away and everything becomes new. Oh, my friends, don't throw away Jesus. Don't neglect the